Maybe when you were in school, you went to the school nurse for a sore throat or maybe a fever. Well, today, many school nurses have to deal with things that go beyond physical health, whether it's dealing with exposure to violence or kids having suicidal thoughts. Ruby DeLuna from Here and Now contributor KUOW reports from Seattle.
Jan Cantor doesn't always wait for students to come to her office. Sometimes she gets out and meets them where they are.
Hey, you ladies, do you guys want to come join us for lunch? Girls group free lunch?
Jan Cantor is a therapist and the mental health counselor at Seattle's Rainier Beach High School. Today, she's out in the hallway. She's trying to round up students for Girls Talk. The lunchtime talk is confidential. Students can talk about whatever's on their minds, or sometimes Cantor comes up with issues that might be relevant to them.
We are actually right now in the process of planning our groups for the rest of the year, focusing on domestic violence and in relationships, because there are some violence in teen relationships, and we want to help kids know how to spot and identify things with regards to power and control in relationships.
These lunchtime talks take place twice a month. They're part outreach, part prevention work.
Come on, you guys. Girls group.
Cantor has been the counselor here for the past 7 years. She works with students on a range of problems, but she says issues of anxiety and depression come up a lot.
A lot of the students have experienced a lot of trauma, either trauma that they've experienced themselves, immigrant students who've maybe come from countries that have been going through various war situations, or just traumatic events that they have been around or seen or witnessed. And of course, these kind of traumatic events, as you can imagine, would contribute to feeling anxious or depressed.
Cantor says it doesn't take war for someone to experience trauma. Domestic abuse, witnessing violence, and even losing a home can be just as traumatic. And sometimes just being a teenager is tough enough. 19-year-old Kristen Blackwell struggled with a lot of insecurities. At school, she was bullied.
The people I was around, I just didn't fit in, because it was either I'm not black enough or I just didn't act like that stereotypical type of person. Because I was really quiet and I was shy and I didn't really like doing everything that everybody else did because I didn't want to be a follower.
Blackwell says having a mental health counselor on site helped her through high school. She first saw Cantor about boy problems. Soon she began to open up about her life at home and all the feelings she had bottled up over the years.
What I like about Jen is that she wasn't trying to fix me. She was trying to help me find out what I should do with how I felt about things in my own way.
Blackwell says by her senior year, she learned it was okay to be herself and not worry about what other people thought.
The only expectation I should live for is my own. So why put myself through that and always have to worry about what I look like or how should I dress? Or that's just not healthy at all. And I don't want to live like that.
More and more schools are including mental health services as part of their health clinics. Often it's a collaboration between public agencies and local health organizations. Dixie Grunenfelter oversees behavioral health programs in public schools at Washington's Office of State Public Instruction.
Schools have become much more sophisticated in identifying kids' needs, not just on the academic realm, but also on the behavior realm, things they might be struggling with.
And the state keeps track. Every other year, it conducts a survey to get an idea of students' physical and mental well-being. This helps agencies gauge their needs. Grunenfelter says over the past few years, the state has seen an increase in kids feeling depressed, especially among 10th and 12th graders. She says having a counselor on site makes a difference. It increases the likelihood that kids follow through on a referral and get the services they need and get right back to class. Grunenfelter says it also sends an important message.
It sets a climate of this is a healthy environment, and having a mental health issue isn't a bad thing. It's not stigmatized. It's not, you know, put away and sent away. It's right here. It's something we deal with.
You guys, I had something that I wanted to talk about today that some of us have talked about this together before, but I also want to leave open also in case one of you guys has something really burning that you would like to discuss.
Back at Rainier Beach, students settle in their seats before Jan Cantor starts her lunchtime talk. Today's topic is race relations. 18-year-old Keisha says mental health is just as important as physical health, and for that, she appreciates having Cantor around.
Yeah, because she wasn't here. Oh, my gosh. I don't know who I would talk to. So, yeah, for her to be here, it's a lot easier because then everyone knows that they have someone to talk to. Like, they don't have to just hold it in and then go home angry, come to school angry, and just have a bad attitude because some people don't have people to talk to at home or friends.
Here, she says, they have a place to get things off their chest. For Here and Now, I'm Ruby DeLuna in Seattle.